מטבעים ישנים יקרות שחידים משום הרזאי כמוי שנזבוי להיל סינן סמחמו ואין דם ונוהגו לעסס חולות משקיים כלימה ולא ידומה לי דם דוב סוף סינן סמחמו שמתו גם ואף לא חין כינס בכלי עושם כמו הרזאי אלו אם כי נהיש בי קסקסי שניקה שהוא דם דוב ועושם דם גופי עושם לרעיז היל ככה ואימא דיוכל דם בהימו שעושם לרעיז. So in other words, so if you filled up a glass with dam dogim, you're not allowed to eat it, because the observer might say he was eating dam behemo. Dam behemo. So over there there is marasayim, because dam is also the rice, because dam is the rice, so the observer might only accuse the person that is even is rabbanon. So where the observer might accuse the person that is only even is rabbanon, then there is no issue of marasayim. I'm saying this. We let the lemichas marasayim. The law chim psav him becholov shos mirayzi ish laniach et lishkeit kili shi yach shi voreya shi ucholov mamish v'chikos v'tiras chatos uvizet tzorach lima v'imayu v'bishlu v'ilavoche afilu psav him leki isu et erayse v'im tzorich laniach shkeit. So the Shach says that when the Ramo passes that it's muter to serve psar beheimo, psarim b'chol of shkedim, psarim b'chol of shkedim, and doesn't even have to put shkedim elements on the plate. So that but psar beheimo b'chol of shkedim is osel unless you put shkedim on the plate. So that is, when is it also up to serve? It's psar behemo b'cholot shkedim, only when it was cooked together. Masha'in came to serve, let's say, psar behemo in cold cholot shkedim, in cold part of the milk, that is muta. Because sin serves it, if he serves it in hot cholot shkedim, so then it's also there because the observer will say that he's serving it in hot milk in which it was, in which things were boiled together. And so the observer will be chesed in this rice. Masha'ikin observes psar behemo in cold cholovshke. And the observer will not be chesed in that he's even in this rice. He'll only be chesed in that he's even in this rabbanon. Because with rice only the bish was a table. So mele, according to the ramo, so even psar behemo b'chol shkedim mivitzene not reseya achizmut uvizet zolot vane mayon lebish v'ilavach afru psar behemo lekiso reis v'inzolot vaneh shkedim v'chimu abitras chato shomet. So when is it also to serve psar behemo b'chol shkedim? Only when it's reseya, not when it's in uvizimon itiras chato avu ma'asho'al perikol agoso lomad mahardin דדוגים, דביפורים, חיי צבי, שרגילים לאחר, אמיילס בחולף שקדים, שאוסר אם לא יש יניח שקדים לסרצון וצידון, ובפרט, דברים, דיקל מיך השטרי, so the משל is חלק הדרב, and he says on the counter, that it, there is more of a niser in בשרי, than in בשרי, ובפרט גם בבשרי דיקל מחשתי של יבולי מה בשרי בכל אופשור אף דרבונון שרבי יסי הגליל עד כמה שאין וכן הסכים האחד וכן נראה לפני זה דיית ואפילו במיני דרבונון חשתי למר סיין so the shach is really kind of and he passes that there is no different is that rice is rabonon that the concept of marasayin applies equally to this rabonon as well. And the Raya is that we see Bafim in the Rabbi Chashan Barasayim Mechamad Umehem Mishasperim Bame Meir Yetzo Viloi Bizuv Avar Bishu Popo Mishu Nimer Gaman Dozo Lichim Ye Pirish Lishu Kuim Kea Vayim Le Barasayim. So we mentioned the Teretz on that Kashi because there is a special Takonik of the Shabbos. It's not the general Dibur Barasayim. We will must come to the Lichim Yizboya Berachayim Shishnei Avar Kashis Amekam Lechav Shabbos in the Rabbonon Chushikos Berachayim Vilo Yadim Betesis Bekzuvis. אפילו מן רבונון, חיישים למר זי, תצפס עם סודס אופסו, ממאחון, has reference to Shabbat. So the Shabbat there is especially there. But it has no application to Kohadir, who... Now the next shach. Simzai. The near of the Israeli coach was on the Vasos, at Hill and Holof Mayo, was on top of the Holof Toe. The Fitasara of the coach, near any Torah Liashi for the Kosvatu Amahabe, the Sidimu, Mutorin, the Bishop Anoi, Rubishna, Aruch and the Terko Aboso, Muskim Kolaposkim, and Mutamidine, oh, Taime, so you have to say so. The Rambo says that according to what the Mechaba says, which is a Jewish Rashi, that also the Rashi of the whole of Isha, the Marasayim, so Kochkin, that according to that before, it's also to be Mevashi, the Chatchile, the whole of the Bosotehim, or the whole of the Meyom, or vice versa. So this is what Ramos says. So the Ramos says like this, but the Mechaba, the two of Mechaba, they don't agree with this Ramos, because they said that they reish, that it's Muter, Bosot Meyom, Bichol of Teo. So it's Mashmo Butaligam. If he does around the coach, could you tell Yashu because I told Mahaba, we said, you would tell Mishlanoi, who Mishahu can break our boss, or Musku Kaposki, that I'm Mutamidin. So you have to say, according to Ramo, that when the two of Mahaba says that it's Muter, it means Muter as far as the Isa of the Chol is concerned. But from the point of view of Marasayin, it can be also. I'm Shmarasayin, we might have been a big guy like Lamir Shmarasayin. So that we see that when a person has to do something that involves Marasayim for that is mamishim. In other words, if there is a hardship situation, there is no isa of Marasayim, because the isa of Marasayim is not an isa that applies to the specific ma'aseh. Marasayim is one of the midas. In other words, it's one of the midas that is. So one of the midas that one is mechuyim to have is v'yisel nikim al shem Yisrael. Yisel nikim al shem Yisrael. So if he doesn't watch out and he acts in such a way that he subjects himself, he exposes himself to the suspicion and the accusation of other people, so mele the guy is not in lock in Yisrael. Masha'im ki, if he's always careful not to expose himself to accusations and to suspicions, but in certain hardship situation, so he does something that might involve him in his suspicion, in Ikhshah. So the Gabre is inoki. As long as the Gabre is inoki, so it's alright. It's not in my Seisa. It's not in my Seisa to do an act that exposes himself to Ikhshah. It's one of the midas that one is mechuyev to have. Now, for example, of course, it's a big avere be a shikha. But that doesn't mean that just because avere to be a shikha, that one is not allowed to drink in Mampurim when there is a mitzvah to be mishakir. Why? Because it's not a mitzvah to be mishakir. It is not to be a baltaive, not to be addicted to any trend. It's a shikha, so the gavre is addicted to a certain time. But if he only drinks, let's say, a pouring when there is a chiyuv to drink, so the gavre is not a shikah. So this too, in other words, it's not even the raise to marasayim, but the avere is not an avere that attaches to the specific act. The avere attaches to the gavre, v'yisem nikim ad shem Yisrael. So it's like one of the midas. So one of the midas is that he has to be, just as a Jew is mechuyev to be a Polish from Taimanis, so he is mechuyev to be noki miadishem of Israel. Now, if he's not careful in his behavior and he allows himself to be exposed to these accusations and the suspicion of other people, so then the gavre is not noki Israel. But if he only does it in a hardship situation, so then the gavre is a noki. So maybe that's the reason as to why it is muter, bimoke. So he says, "V'nachkimin b'gavim lekalemei chashem alchayim ki lufuah b'chayim today." Because of Marshal, Perik Laboso, Simin Kobeis, Gabi Cholovisho, lufuah shore, Afuim b'sakone klau, Ma'achad b'sakklau, Elo mishimarasayin, Nachkan l'sheine. So, in other words, Mashayim ki Gabi Shabbos, when the Gemara says that one is not allowed to let the behemoth walk out with the bell on it. So there, the Marasayim is a special takone of Marasayim. So it's not just a nisa that attaches to the gavre. It attaches to the mindset. So even in a hardship situation, it would be awesome.
Right. In Ame, Mishkachas and Gam Nachrine. You like believe that's what you are saying. In other words, the Ramos says, V'nir nefizet ikon shkiyos al ibash al chatkile, v'chol of meyo. But how can you say that when the two, and the Mechaba both say, that psari v'chol of izmui, that psar, v'boso, chol of meyo, v'boso, chol of meyo, v'boso teiro, so izmut. The answer is, when he, the Ramon say, that when the Torah says, Cholot Meyo, because of Teiro is Muter, he means it's Muter on the score of Basel Cholot. Marasai, that's something else, that's an entirely different kind of Nisa. And there are many Nafkimines. So when Nafkimine is a hardship situation, and there are many other Nafkimines. Alright. Ubezem Yushi, Mashini Abiteres Hatos Dibra Rajba Bitei, Aisha, Ochein, Dibra Haposkin. So this is the This is the Ramos Shite. The Ramos Shite is that the Tur and the Mechaber, when they say, Bosot Meyo Bechol of Teo, or Bosot Teo, Bechol of Meyo. So it's Muter, it doesn't, they mean, according to Ramo, they mean not that it's Muter Mamesh, but it's Muter as far as the Isabos of Bechol is concerned. But Marisayan in Ochaname, it will evolve. That's the Ramos. But Och in the Rapeski, she goes with Stom and Mutom with Bishu, Mashbra, who she was like, but it's not Mashma like that. That this is what the Torah means. That this is what the Mechaba means. The Pashkis Alosh of Muter is that it's Mutal Gamre. There is no Isa of Marasayim. Not like the Ramos says. So we have to understand. Why, so in other words, so that why does the Rashbo say that also the Vashim the Cholovisho, Moneshach, if also the Vashim the Cholovisho is Marasayim, because the observer will not know it's Cholovisho, think it's Cholovisho, so it's for the same reason it should be Oser, to be Mivashim, but not Meyo be Cholovisho. Oh, he did a post of the storm with the Bisho, Mashma Fim Shoma Sayaki. We can't be the Masham Pelabos. We have Mashma Sam Haber. We got up the whole of Payment Mayo Gufedo Sam Shoma Sayi. We can't really borrow the Shan Hosom. In other words, not as the Ramo says, not as the Ramo assume that the Tour and the Haber, when they say it was at Mayo, the whole of Tayo, it's Mutal Bashe. It means Mutal Bashe on the score of the whole of, but on the score of Marasai. It might be also no. It means mutal vashel mamesh, and there is no issue of parasayim either. So why does the Rashbo? So the Rashbo distinguishes between psate meyo bechol of teiro and cholovish. Dishanos likach miyodim bo dishanos kiv the alkoponim echad memosav achil. Divadai bishul lechud eleke mishu marasai. Do yochim yishem vashu mitzir tifuo. So now the Shach is saying that when the Rashbo says also vashu bichol ovisho mitnarasayim, he doesn't mean that it's also to be vashu. Because as far as bishul is concerned, so there is no Iser of Marasai. Why? Because as far as the general Iser of Marasai is concerned, of Yisem Nikim and Shem Yisrael is concerned, so it does not mean that if a person knows that by acting in a certain way, so some people will accuse him of Averes, so Mimele is also to do it. No, only if he acts in a certain way that he can reasonably be accused. In other words, you see, there is a mitzvah of Bitzedek Tishpita Misecho. So besides the judicial mitzvah of Bitzedek Tishpita Misecho, in other words, which imposes the obligation of Pagadayim to render a righteous judgment. So it's also implicit in that pasuk of Tzedek Shemesecho, have you done as kol odom mikavskus? So in other words, when you see a person that does something, and it can be interpreted in two ways,
So you have to give him the benefit of doubt. Benefit of doubt. That does not mean, that if you see, a person, who you know, that he eats, that he's not zoyer in kashrus, that you always have to interpret that he's eating kosher. It means, if you don't know, but if you know that he's not in zoyer b'mitzvahs, so it's not shayach to say that you are mechuyev to give him the benefit of doubt. But, unless you know a certain person, is a tzaddik. So you're not mechuyev to be donning the kafschus if from the circumstances it appears that he's doing an aver. In other words, if you know a certain person, is he zoyer mitzvahs, and then you see him, let's say, he's taking a taxi on Shabbos, and in Kippur, so let's say, if you see the Chofetz Chaim takes a taxi on Shabbos and in Kippur, so you are still mechuyev to be done in the Kapsus, because you know that he's a muflek b'chsides b'hiro. Masheike, a person whom you don't know. You don't know whether he's observant or he's not observant. So, if the two interpretations are equally reasonable, then you have to give him the benefit of doubt. But if you don't know him and you see him getting into a taxi or driving, getting into his car on Shabbos and driving, so you don't have to say, well, maybe his wife gave birth to a baby all of a sudden, just like that. If you know that his wife is about to give birth to a baby, so then you have to be done in the kapsus. But if you never heard about that and you don't know the spiritual status of the person, so then there is no chiyuv to deceive ourselves and to be done in the kapsus. Only if you know that he is a shema mitzvah, that he is oya. So then, naturally, if you see the Chofetz Chaim getting into a car, so you have to interpret it in the kapsus anyway. I mean, all kinds of, you have to conjure up all kinds of possibilities. But if stammy person, so you're allowed to be chesed him if from the circumstances it appears that he's doing an avere. So when is there an Israel of the Yis and the Kim and Shem Yisrael? If a person acts in such a way, the Gemara says, in other words, someone, when he brings in the money, he takes out the money, the Tumis Alishko, and he keeps it behind his jacket. So that then the reasonable interpretation is that he is doing something illegal. So Masha'inke, if, so then there is an Issa. But if a person acts in such a way that there are two possibilities. Now let's say, so the Shach is saying as follows. Now, Bosa Mecholo many times is used as a medicine. Not as a medicine that is taken orally, so then it's a gedachim. But Bosa Becholov, apparently, Bosa Becholov was used as a medicine to be taken, you know, externally, not orally. So mainly, so as far as Bishul, so when the Rashbo says, Osa Vashil Becholov Vishom Dimaresai, so he doesn't mean Bishul, he means Achille. But Bishul, there is no Maresai, why not? Because, after all, if someone is mevashel boso in chalav ishul, and he wants to use it as a medicine, and there is an observer. Now, apparently, it was very frequently, boso becholov was used as a medicine. So, mele, it doesn't involve an isa of marasayim, because when does it involve an isa of marasayim if you act in such a way? If you act in such a way that you could reasonably be accused, suspected. In other words, if you go into a trefa restaurant, if I see a certain person going into a trefa restaurant, why should he go into a trefa restaurant just like that? So usually when a person goes into a trefa restaurant, he doesn't go into a trefa restaurant in order to make a telephone call. Maybe on the road where there are no places where he can make a telephone call, that's possible. But in the midst of the city, where you have so many telephones available, so if a person goes into a trefa restaurant, so what's the most reasonable interpretation of the person's going into a restaurant to eat? So, Mele, if a person, But that person happens to go into a trade for a restaurant because he wants to talk to someone or he wants to make a telephone call. So he's able to easily keep my shame this way. Why? Because he acts in such a way that he could reasonably be suspected. Mashenke, if a person is mevashu, salbehimo, becholovisho. So the observer can suspect him. He has no right to suspect him. After all, it's a Mishkan Sechol. And this is a very usual purpose of being Mevashe, a boss of the Cholov. So even though the observer doesn't know that the Cholov is Cholov Isha, and he takes it for granted that the Cholov is Cholov Behemoth, but he has no right to suspect him. He has no right to suspect him. So mainly, even though he will suspect him, it doesn't matter. It's when does it involve an isah of Marasani Yisrael and King Hashem Yisrael? Only when you act in such a way that he should be suspected. He should reasonably be suspected. But if it's he's unreasonably suspected, it doesn't involve an isah of Marasani. This is what he says. The Kachniri Bo, the Shano Oso, Kim Dal Koponi, Kim Dal Koponi, Echon Menosa Bachile, the Vadai Bibishu Lechude, Lekim Shemarasai, the Yochli Shem Bashel Itzerifu, Uishodro. We showed you. Why was the Vashe Haim Lech? Oh, so in other words, so, but the question is, even if he does it to the four, so it's Osir. So the Mele, it should involve in itself Marasai, if it's Osir. What difference does it make? Whether a person will suspect him that he is an Avarian in the Yisra Achilov Basam Chalov, or a person will suspect him that he will, that he is an Avarian in the Yisra of Bishl Basam Chalov. The Isa of Bishl is just as humble as this Achille. There is Malkus for Achille and there is Malkus for Bishl. So it's a Raya. So this is the Kasha what the Ibn Boch raises against the Shach. But it's a Raya from this Shach that there is no Isa of Bishl, because of the Cholov, if it's not done with Achille. If the Bishl is done with Achille, it doesn't matter for whose Achille, even if it is done for the Tzerech Achille of Igoi. As long as it is done with Tzerech Achille of a person, of a human being, so there is a Nisar of Bishl Basam Chalov. But if it is done for the purpose of Rifui, not for the purpose of Achille, then there is no Nisar of Bishl. Then there is no Nisar of Bishl. So in Mele, there is no Marasayim, because through the observer, it will not occur to the observer's mind that this Cholov is Cholov Bishl. I mean, that's an unusual thing, that they have the Cholov Bishl. But, so he'll think it's Cholov Behemo. But at the same time, even though he will be laboring under the notion that it's Cholov Behemo, he is not allowed to suspect that person that he's doing an Avera. Why? Because he's obligated to give that person the benefit of doubt. Alright. So, what does the Rashbo and the Tur and the Mechaba mean when they say Osa Levashel B'Chalovisho B'Pni Marasai? It doesn't mean Osa Levashel B'Chalovisho B'Pni Marasai. Then they mean V'Hai Osa Levashel Haimel Echev. In other words, if Psar Behemo was cooked in Chalovisho, so Mikra Dine is allowed to eat that muscle. Nothing wrong. But he's not allowed to eat it because the observer who will see him eat basar that is in hot milk, even though he knows that the hot milk is chalav isho, but he'll suspect him that he's eating basar behemo in chalav behemo, not in chalav isho, because that's unusual. So, and he'll reasonably be suspected, not unreasonably. So in Mele, it's also a Mishum Arasai. V'ayos al-Vashah in Lech, v'chei ma shikos al-Mechaber, v'sifei yos al-Vashah. So why does he mention? V'sifei deals with something else. Beitzim ha-Mitzoy meifes, in Mimur, as Dani Sheish, l'mechal ve-mechal 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 ve-mechal. So what does it mean, Osal Vashlom Cholov? It doesn't mean that Osal Vashlom, because the Mechaber and all the Neshevim passed that when something is only Osal Rabbonon, so there is no Yisab Vishal. Here, we're talking of Beitzim, it couldn't be more humble than of itself. So it's muter, of itself it's muter to be mevashel cholov. So certainly, beitzim, mures or not mures, don't make any difference. It's muter to be mevashel. So when he says also mevashlom, becholov, he doesn't mean mevashlom. He means leachlom, leochlom, leochlom. So we see that sometimes the mechaba uses the loshon mevashlom when he has reference to achim. So here too, when the mechaba says also mevashel becholov ishah, he doesn't mean also mevashel. He means it's oser to serve psal behemo in hat cholovish. Make him answer. Alright. The chimash was a chabar si peim shasul vash akor tzoklam fosh locha. V'chaygab nevatsim abimit chol mishu daft lachil edo shim mishu. Ayusha. V'chaygab nevdaft uudi kim shim arasai. V'al kocho agam nedas arav tzolach atolim akim. V'afilu bipsal behemo teiro. Now he says, v'al kocho, now this is very strange. The Primigodim raises the question against this part of the Mishach. The Alkocho. So when the Shach says it in the Chaber, all right, we understand. So he says that when the Mechaber says Osa Levasho Mechalo Visho Mechaber Tarashbo, he doesn't mean Bishli Mizachim, but Bishli there is no Marasai, because when an observer sees a person being mevashel, psal behemo b'chalav visho, that person has no right to suspect the person of doing an avera, because he is expected to give the person who is mevashel the benefit of that. So, but he says that even al kocho gam nidas arav tzorich atolim akei da'afilu b'psal behemo teiro b'cholav shkeidim svir leidim tzorich laniach etzle shkeidim elo b'bishim. So the afilu b'psal behemo teiro b'cholav shkeidim. So he says, svira leidim tzorich laniach etzle shkeidim elo b'bishim uchmishis kosafti b'siv kodin shel lifnei zeh. In other words, the Shach pointed out in Sivo that when the Ramo said that you cannot there is an issue of marasai in connection with psal behemo. So it doesn't mean there is an issue of marasai in connection with the bishul of psal behemo b'chol shkeidim. No, bishul of psal behemo b'chol shkeidim. So that is not us. So we don't. The afilu b'psal behemo. They behemo teiro b'chol shkeidim. Svirolei the tzorich lo niyaches l'shkeidim elo b'bishul. Now there are two gersoyes. One gersoy is yesh gersoy. Bachil. So the afilu b'psal behemo teiro b'chol shkeidim. Svirale. The tzorich lo niyaches l'shkeidim elo b'achil. Now, so according to that verse, it's all right. We understand. But in our text, it is written elo b'bishul. Now that doesn't make sense, but it does make sense. In other words, because when he says the afilu b'psal behemo teiro b'chol shkeidim, svirale the tzorich lo niyaches l'shkeidim. So it doesn't mean elobibishul only like a cooking of psal of bosa behemo teiro in cholav shkeidim. So you have to put emens in the pot when you cook psal behemo teiro in cholav shkeidim. That no, he doesn't mean that. He means that when is it osea to serve psal behemo teiro b'cholav shkeidim only bibishul in hot cholav shkeidim. But in cold cholav shkeidim, you are allowed to serve. So when he says elo bibishli means only when you serve hot cholav shkeidim with psal behemo teiro ilet on the table. That's called bibishli. Mashayim came to serve cold cholav shkeidim with psal behemo in it, that's muter. Why? Because according to Ramo, if the observer will accuse a certain person of an Yisr Rabbanon, there is no Yisr of Yisr Kima Rishen in Israel. Only when the observer will accuse a person of an Yisr Raisa. That's the Shit of Ramo. So in Mele, and Ramo says, because of that, you can serve hat full of shkeidim with psalim in it. Because the observer will only accuse the doer of an Yisr Rabbanon. So the same way, so you should be allowed, according to Ramo, to serve cold Cholov Shkeni with Sabahim in it. Because what will the observer say? Well, he is an Abari. What does he do? He eats. He won't say, he won't know that it's Cholov Shkeni, so he'll take it for granted. It's Cholov Behemo. So he'll say, I saw it myself eating Boso Becholov. But what kind of Boso Becholov? Boso Becholov Tzeli. Well, so he will not accuse him of an Issa Raisa anyway. He'll only accuse him of an Issa Rabbanon. So maybe it shouldn't involve an Issa of Marasayim. So in other words, so what is it? It's Osea only to serve Hat Cholov Shkeinim with Psal Behim in it. This is the Pshat of the Bishop. And in the Gilsi is Vachile, so it means the same thing. Elo Bishop, Uch Bishop, because after Bishop, Kodesh, and Fleize, Vim Kintik Shev, Eir Bishlo Mitchilo Yachat, ודרך הגון לא ימדו שאז בישלו היו מניח שקיינים אצלג דלו. אלו ודאי דם בישלו לחוד אלקינו שמר עשי. I mean, why is it such a דרך to say that בישאז בישלו היו חנמה he has to put emens in the pot where is מבשר? But he says he's there. ודרך הגון לא ימדו שאז בישלו היו מניח שקיינים אצלג דלו. אלו ודאי דם בישלו לחוד אלקינו שמר עשי. Why not? Because when you see a person cooking in a pot, בוסו and the parent milk, so to the observer, it will not occur to the mind of the observer that the milk is Cholov Shkeini, because that's an unusual thing. But he still can give him the benefit of doubt. And he can say he's doing it as a medicine, not for the purpose of achilei. So Mimela, even though the observer will not give him the benefit of doubt, but the doer, the one who is Mevashel, is not even an Isaac. Because he doesn't expose himself to the reasonable accusation, to the reasonable suspicion. כי די אלכוהול כוח לב ליאוך לא מבשלו. דו הקופונים עשו בשביל בוס על רחול אוף תמיו, לקם שמרסה. Now the question is raised by the Primigodim. So he says in the Ramo do that when the Ramo says, ונראה לפי זה לכל שכילי עושה לבשל אחד חילה בכל אוף תמיו. So he doesn't mean בישול, he means אחילה. How can he mean אחילה? I mean, it's ridiculous. Achille, so it's also in the Raise. Bosot Meyo, Bichol of Teos. It's also in the Raise. Never mind Marasai. So, obviously, when he says the coach will also Levashil, so here Levashil means Levashil Lamech. So how can he say that even if he didn't wear Rab, we got Al-Koch Lab Dasar after Adolim Akin. I mean, Lab Dasar after, we cannot say. But, now, Kabbalah here asks another Kashi Gedishah. He says that the reason as to why the Mechaber distinguishes between Cholov Isho and Cholov Tmeyo is because by Cholov Isho, so there is Marasai, because it can be, and as far as Bishul is concerned, there is no Marasai, no problem. But there is Marasai with Abi Achille. Mashayim came by Bosot Tmeyo, so there's Tachai Achille, because it's also anyway with Raise. So that's why he distinguishes. So Rabbi Kivir has the kashish, and Masha Tzirkuye, Koshami, the Mikol Mokim, Amayuta Banoye, Nechesh Lemaresai, Nechesh Lemaresai. So that's another kashish. So we can answer the kashish of the Primigodi against the Shach. How can the Shach say that he will come to the Ramo when he says, the Koshu, the also levash lechatchila bechol of tmeo, he was a tomb bechol of toya. He doesn't mean bishul. Oh, what? So the primogodim is the kasha. Of course he means bishul. What else could he mean? He could mean achille. Achille, who is concerned about marasayin as far as achille is concerned? So it's a nisa raise of dovatome. Of dovatome. The answer is with the kasha that Rabbi Gleiger asks against the shach. So we can answer the kasha of the primogodim against the shach. In other words, That when the Ramo Min says the coach in the osa levashel lechatchila bichol of tmeo ibosa tomi bichol of toyer, of course he doesn't mean bishul. I mean, of course he doesn't mean achille. But the shach says he doesn't mean bishul. So the question is, what do you mean achille? So that who is concerned with marasayim? So it's also because of the isa of tomi. No, the shach means that the Amor doesn't mean achile. The Amor doesn't mean achile. So, but it does not mean. Of course, it doesn't mean achile, but it doesn't mean bishul either, because as far as bishul is concerned, so he can be given the benefit of doubt. There is no reason as to why the observer should accuse him and suspect him. But the Ramon means hanoi. The Ramon means hanoi. Ramon means hanoi, but it doesn't mean bishul, because as far as bishul is concerned, he doesn't expose himself to a reasonable suspicion, to an unreasonable suspicion, to an unscrupulous suspicion, because the one who will suspect him will actually kedin. He'll be via the mitzvah of bitzedek tishpita misecho if he will accuse him. But it's also, when he says also with vashel, he doesn't mean bishul, he means anoy. Let's say the hatchile. Now, after all, that person certainly. So why is he the bashel? Or to be out? So when he says the osa b'vashel lechatchila b'chol of tmeyo in bosa tomi b'chol of toyim, so it's osa b'shemaras hayim. But this person is disposed to do it. If we are only giving heta, why should he do a heta? After all, he's not an abaye. He's not going to eat it. He can't eat it anyway. So obviously, when he wants to do it, why does he want to do it? He wants to do it l'refuah. He wants to do it. He wants to do it l'refuah. In other words, he needs boso kmeyo b'cholo to be put on a maki. That's l'refuah he needs it. So he is mevashet. So the bishul is muta. There is doesn't involve any sabbarasai. But then when he wants to do it l'refuah, so he's also. It's annoying. In other words, he wants to apply it on his foot, on his maker, on his hand. So mele, that's annoying. So that is also. This is what the Ramon means. This is what the Shach says is Pshat Nabo. Now the question is, so we can answer the kashe of the Primigodim against the Shach in respect to what the Shach says in Ramon. But what is the teretz and the Abkiriyas kashe against the Shach, what the Shach says in connection with the Mechaber? He says that the reason is why the Mechaber asks Levashel b'chol of Ishel, but he doesn't ask to Levashel b'chol of Tmeo, is because when he asks Levashel b'chol of Ishel, he doesn't mean Bishel, he means Achille. Mashein came, but by Behemot Tmeo, Achille is also anyway, because of Isatome. So, Rabbi Gilgas Kashi, so that's why it's not Oser. That's why he says it's Muter. So Rabbi Gilgas Kashi is, but it should still be Oser to have Anoye from Bosot Meyo, Bechol of Toye, or Bosot Toye, or Bechol of Tomei, Bechol of Tomei, that's Rabbi Gilgas Kashi. So the answer is, as far where Achille is Muter Mikhadidine, then that can be done many times and frequently. So Mimele, when he does it, you see, objectively, it is muter. Objectively. Because it's cholovisha. So, cholovisha, so objectively, mikhanidine, it's muter, if not for marasai. So, mimele, it can be. So mimele, there is an isra of marasai. Because if not for the isra of marasai, he'll be able to eat it. So then, that will be seen many times, since he'll be allowed to eat it. Mashayke, if something cannot be used in achil. Anyway, let's say it was of mei or b'chol of teo. It couldn't be eaten anyway. So what could be done with it? Now he knows the facts that it's was of mei. So what could be done with it? It could have anoye. Now anoye of was of mei or b'chol of teo is not something that could take place many times. Something that is mutabachile. So could be used many times, and if it could be used many times, so no probability he will expose himself to suspicion. Mashayin came when it's bosotei or b'chol of tmeo. It could be. So what could be done with it? What kind of itashmish could be done with it? It could be put. He could have anoye from it. He could put it on the makeh and so on. So since he couldn't do it b'achile, so only b'anoye, so mele it's not likely to arouse suspicion. Something that could be eaten So it could be done many times, so maybe it could have our suspicion. Mashiach came something that could, is only mutaba anoye, so it couldn't be done so many times. Mimele, it's not likely to have our suspicion, because if he needs it for anoye, not for achile, so he'll have to use it once, and that's all. Not something that could be used for achile. So it could, he could use it for a long time. Mashiach came, if it can only, if it is only mutaba anoye, let's say it can only be put, it can only be put on a make or whatever it is, so mele it will not allow so much notoriety because it couldn't be used for a long time. If something can be used lachile, so it can be used, so it can allow notoriety, it can allow suspicion. Mashiach came here when it sounded day what may or behol of day or vice versa. So it couldn't be used lachile anyway. So it can only be used for anoye, for refue. Now since it will be used only for refue, so in all probability, people will not start talking about it. You see, because just because they see a person putting something on a market, they will not start talking about it. If they see something that takes place for a long time, he eats, that the person eats something, so then it will allow suspicion. But if it is something that couldn't be used for achille, so it will not allow suspicion. I mean, of course, it's a balabatish teret, but that's the only teret I can have on my greatest counsel. Alright.
אלא ועדה אם בישלו חונו לכם שמרסיים ואם כחוד יאוס על משהו מוצא בכל מישהו היינו לכם ואם כפסה ואם עד מי או בכל אופתי או או יפרה כי בדל כל חוכליו לא אוכלו ממשהו דרכו פולים עשו משהו מוצא בכל אופתי או לכם שמרסיים ובזה עושה נמשה בדבר רשב השני חמרה ותרסחת ובתאים הנה he says there's another reason as to why there couldn't be any מרסיים by בוס אופתי או בכל אופתי או because there is a difference in the appearance between בוס אופתי And Bosa Behimotei, or there is a difference in the appearance, in the matter. In Ami Bosa Tomei, like Lemecha Shem Marasayim, the Nikal Ayim Shu Bosa Tomei, the Chim Bechol of Tmeir, Kidisi Vishaz Vadim is Kholim, Chol of Toir, Chiver, Tomei Yorik. So the milk, let's say, of a camel looks different than the milk of a cow. So in other words, there couldn't be any Marasayim. So, Abo Chol of Visho, Bechol of Shkeini, Loi Minka, Vyosea Mishim Marasayim, ובזה עושה נם ושאפי על דברי הרשב ומכל מוקים הורי שמיקים ואבו בית רבון לרוחש נמשך משיתוסי בסיב גימו אף מה שחוסי בסיב קודם גובה ואבו יפי שלוחש מהם לסוס מהרשב ולחבא ולכל קובינים הורש
We're up to the Taz and Siv Godel Hay, I mean that Siv Cotton Vov in the Taz. בעצם המצואים באיפס, אם גמורה הזדהיין שיש להם חלמי וחלמי, אף על פי שמורה בגידים הרי זה גמורו, הוא מוטה לא אוכלו בחולו. אבל אם אין לו, אלו חלמי נוסה לבש לו בחולו. Now, so, I mentioned that there are several מחלקס רשיינים. First of all, there is a מחלקס between Tanakam and Rabbi Yaakov. So, And most Rishonim paskin like Tana Kame, but Halachas Delis paskin like Rabbi Yaakov. Then there is a machlekes between Rashi and the Rosh on one hand and the Rashbo on the other. What's the pshat in Gemuris? So the Rashi and the Rosh say that Gemuris means if the Chelmein is complete. The Rashba says, if the Chalbein and the Chalmein are complete. So this is how the Mechaba passes. Beitzim and Mitzori Beifes, we pass like Tanikame, and like the Rashba, that Mureis means that the Chalbein and the Chalmein are complete. Beitzim and Mitzori Beifes, he made Mureis that is Yishlem Chalbein and Chalmein, Afal Pishim Mure Begidi, Harezeg Mure, Umutalochlom Bechol. Alright, now the Taz. Mashal Hitchalze, Pirikol Abos, Maishne Mimashikosa Farajbo, Evi Atur Simen Pivov, Bihiko Tanigiles al Zanvo, Dimo Yomura Begidin, Havik Bosom Nachai. So, Hiko Tanigiles al Zanvo, now Simen Pivov. Hikot Anigiles Al Zanvo the Pilo Bitoso Kedem Shenigno Muteres Veimbo Mishimevam Nahai the Hosova Rajbo Bametro Amurim Shenimura beginning Avil Moisamura beginning Harize Kiposo Rapirish Nahai Vaso. So the Mashal is the Kashi Maishne Mashikosova Rajbo. And here he will pass after Pishim Mura beginning. You see, because there is a machlekes in Beitzer between the Tanekame and
Heine shall nigg mir kol tsog vi afal dis yeshlem khalm in khalbei vo yro lochlon bi khalof a pilo hey mi yuris bikidin va tam li fishein lehem tam bosakla o hey ki shi ki ko achi pilo kol zman she mi yurim khoshev ki boso min khay vi lav mi tam tam nis so what is mashal say that in regard to the yisrael bosa b'cholov, so that depends upon tam. So, mele, once it is complete, it has no tam bosa.
even if it's more a beginning, but if the egg is completely developed with the yolk and the white and everything, so memele it has no tamboso. So since it has no tamboso, there is no yisya of basa b'cholov. Even though here it's not a question of the raisa of basa b'cholov, it's a question of the rabbonon. But called the tikkun rabbonon came the raisa tikkun. So through the chachomim asked to eat boso with cholov, even though they were not nisbashel together, but only if that boso has a tamboso. So then the chachomim asked to eat that boso with cholov. But if it is that kind of a boso that does not have a tam boso, so memele, so when it will be nizbashil with cholov, it couldn't even give a tam boso with the cholov. Then the chachomim didn't asa. So memele, beitzim anutzoim beifes, if it's gmureis, so it has no tam boso whatsoever. If it's not gmureis, so it can still detect in the egg a tamboso. But if it's mureis, it has no tamboso whatsoever. So mimele is mutaloch on the cholov. Mashein kein ligabe the iser of boso menachai. So even without the tamboso, so yeah, as long as it's miure, so it still has a din of boso, but it doesn't have a tamboso. So ligabe boso becholov, even though it has a din of boso when it's miure, but as long as it doesn't have a tam boso, so the chachomim didn't ask her to eat this kind of boso that has no tam boso with cholo. Mashenkin over there, if it's miure, it still has a shem boso. This is what Mashal says. Atkan l'shem. Because of al zeh, she called the deichak. La'aloch. Elo kol zman, she miure begitin choshuv ki boso lechol mil. Choshuv ki boso lechol mil. In other words, so now in that Gemara in Beitze, I mentioned that already when he went over the Mechaber and Gamor. Now, so we have another machlekes rishonim in that Gemara. Most rishonim say that the Tanakame, who said Asher Tanegil is a motzah beitzim gmuris, mutoris lochlom b'cholov, mutoris lochlom b'cholov, so he is making, and Rabbi Yaakov is machlek. In other words, Tanakame says Asher Tanegil is a motzah beitzim gmuris, mutoris lochlom b'cholov. So that means that even though it's miureis, as long as it's gmuris, whatever gmuris means, whether gmuris means that the yolk is complete, or gmuris means the yolk and white is complete, as long as it's gmuris, so it's mutar even though it's miure, even though it's miure's beginning. Whereas Rabbi Yaakov is machmir, and he says even though it's gmuris, but as if it's miure's beginning, it's asuris. He does not have, so it still has a din of basar. So it's also lochem becholov. But the Rashbam is chelik, and the Rashbam says just the other way, that the Tanakame is much more machmir than Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov is the meikil, because when the Tanakame says Asher Tanegil is a motzah beitzim gmuris, he doesn't mean just the yolk, or he doesn't even mean the yolk and white. He means the shell too. Now, naturally, if the shell is complete, so it couldn't be mureis. How could it be mureis? If the shell it was not developed yet, so then it could still be mureis. But if mureis means with the shell and everything, so then it couldn't be mure. But so Tanakami is much more machmes than Rabbi Yaakov, and he says that the fact that it's not mure, that's not enough. It everything has to be completed. In other words, even the shell. So Rabbi Yaakov says, even though it's not completely developed, in other words, the shell is not there, even if the white is not there completely, as long as it's not miura, it's mutter. As long as that's miura. So that's the pshat of the Rashbam. But most Rishayim, they say that the Tanakame is the Mekil, and Rabbi Yaakov is the Machmir. So the Mashal says, because of all this, she calls it Eichak V'Aloche, El Kolz Man Shemur Abigidim, Choshev Kiboso L'Chol Milen. L'Chol Milen. In other words, that we pass like Rabbi Yaakov. Then he says, V'Kosa V'Shei Mari, V'Chindume Sheno Agu HaNoshim, Yiseh Afilu Im Aklipo Achitzeino Kosho Ligam. So in other words, that the Noshim Aneig Yiseh, even if the Klipo Achitzeino is Kosho Ligam. In other words, that you have the shell. So then, according to everybody, it's Muter. According, even if we accept the Rashbam's pshat, that Mureis means that the shell is complete. So then, we didn't ignore it's Muter, but Noga Noshim, less even in such a case. They lach me about the chatchile. So the mashal says there is no basis to be machmir because that's above the dinah de gemara. I mean because even according to Rashbam pshat, so gemura if it has the shell developed, so it's already gemuras. Avol b'deevet. Kolzman shenikmaro, so lechatchile. So in other words, what does Mashal say? That lechatchile we should be machmir that to have even the shell developed in order to eat it with milk. But if the shell is not developed, then lechatchile we don't have to be machmir. Even lechatchile don't have to be machmir. That's why he says veilachmir was lechatchile if the klipa achitzeino is kosher legamra. Because if it's kosher gamre, so then it conforms to all the shittes of Rishayim. But avol b'deevet kol zman shenikmaro haklipo afilu bikrum lovon lichut sage vein olav din bosa klal. But lechatchile, so we have to have so he says. In other words, if the klipach itzeino is kosher legamre, mashenkin lechatchile, we have to be machmir that if the klipach itzeino is not kosher legamre, it's not hard, so then we should be machmir. But the eved, it's muter, he calls man shenigmiro haklipach afil bitchum lovon lechu tzage, veinol of din bosal klal, even though it's not hard. Even though sometimes there is a shell, but the shell itself is not hard. The shell is soft. So in such a case, lechatchile we should be machmir. But the eved, we should not be machmir. The eved. Masha'inkein, if it is still miure, or it's not even, the shell is not developed at all, not even a soft shell, so then even there do we have to be machmir, not on the chatchil. This is what Mashal says. Veil din bosakma. Vainly il simena in hail in lichem bosom as because after bishay Mashal. Alright. Now let's go over. This is the shach. There is no Taz up to Siv's Zion. Alright, so let's go over the Shach, because that discusses Nadayim. So let's go over the Shach. Now, Aval Pi Shimu Siv Tes in the Shach. Aval Pi Shimu Rebegidi. Aval Pi Shimu Rebegidi. V'ho di mashma liil simen pivo si dalet di behikot anigiles al zanvo v'itilo beitzim de asuris mishumei v'mnachai imiures begidi afal pi nativ v'mnachai but vosa v'mnachai But because so the expression is not accurate here. We'll soon see. I mean, why he says even achad. But the Torah says it's also mishum bosom achad. Im yura is begidin aval pi shenid miro bichalbe vichalme alme kivim shem yura choshiv ki basarat anegeles. And here the mechaber paskins, the mechaber and the Torah, they pasken like Tanekame, not like Rabbi Yaakov. That even though it's miure, as long as it's gmure, it's bechalmein, bechalbein, so it's muta. Alme kim shimure chosh kibosav tanakir, shame hoche, the limbosav, so the limbosav bicholov, the eif shehum it rabbonon, he kill. Now this is the teretz that the mashal rejected. So, she the rabbonon, he kill, because it's sarim bicholov. In ame, shame hoche. As a matter of fact, here it's really two drabonos, not only one drabon. Because, first of all, even if he would be mivashilch, if, with cholo, it still would be awesome drabon only. And then here, it's a question of eating at the cholo. Of eating at the cholo. So even to eat, so midrai say you're allowed to eat psar behemo be cholo. As long as the psar behemo was not cooked with cholov. So here it involves two rabbonons, not only one rabbonon. One rabbonon because it's psar eiv, is the beitzim of an eiv, and then the other rabbonon because he eats the beitzim together with the cholov, but they were not cooked together with the cholov. That beitzo was not cooked with the cholov. So it's two rabbonons. So he says, Shana hochel imbosa becholov beiv shum the rabbonon ikil. In ame shame hoche kim di kol chad bifnei atzmei sho ken kosvu ho achre. So in other words, so what he really means, you see, the first teretz is that because psar bosav becholov dei that it's mirabon. So the first teretz does not emphasize the two rabbons. The second teretz emphasizes it to the rabbonons. Shame hoche kim di kol chad bifnei atzmo. It's not only that psarim b'cholov is the rabbonon. Here it's more heter. There is more leniency because here he eats each one by itself. They were not mizbashel together. The beitzim are by themselves and the cholov is by itself. So in other words, what it means. So it's to the rabbonons. It's not the first teretz bases it upon the fact that psari becholov is the rabbonon. So in other words, according to the first teretz, you would be allowed even to be mivasheil the beitzim with cholov. Suppose, well, he doesn't mention it because it's not usual for people to be mivasheil beitzim cholov. But according to the first teretz, it would be allowed to eat it even while they bishul becholov. Even to be mivashil, that beitze with cholov. Let's say, suppose he wants to make an omelette. Suppose he wants to make an omelette of that beitze. So, and when you make an omelette, you use in frying the omelette, so you use cholov. So, it would also be muter. Vashayim came according to the second teretz, so it's only muter akim di kol chad bifnei atzmei. Because you're not mivashil the beitzim together with the cholov. But suppose you would like to use that beitzim in for an omelet and to fry it with cholov, then it would be osir, according to the second teretz. But according to the first teretz, you would be allowed even to do that. Alright. In ameshan oche kim kolchad if neatum shom. Kim kos vachim. Vichilu gzeh huska b'teiz v'poskim. V'arashbom v'chlolom v'chalik. Bin ho de beitzis nevelo lidl simen pivov. Di osar v'nach dochim. But the marshal rejected it. We nearly the belav ochel koshenim. So the shach gives another terms. He says the belav ochel koshenim. In other words, he doesn't reject it. The marshal considered that as a deichak. So, but he doesn't say deichak. He says veilim adeshanu osam diyeshisa deraisa nolul chalik. But the shach didn't reject the terms. But he says. We don't have to resort to that teretz. die blabo khle koshim ide ma har dik ta migel tsal samvo di afo gab dil khoshim po so mi kol mo kein afi lo khol ma me shavo sam shme yun khai i lav di kol lon khoyere tsa bas khol vdvo shle tsig more im khires de kwashna vaises why shouldn't cholov biosea al seivam nachai. So the Gemara says the reason is why cholov is mutea and it's not osea. Al seivam nachai is because there is a special zersakosuv eretz zovas cholov udvosh and the other psukim also. So which indicate that it's that cholov is mutea. But if we didn't have that zersakosuv, then cholov itself would be osea. So he says, the lava khali koshim de ma hagdi ko tal gil sa zamba. Ta hagdi ko khoshim ba sam ko mo kim afil kholov ma me shabosa. Mish me ibn khay. I love the gol long kho ya ga zamba kholov dvosh. U khidli u simen piale. Vim kei nei di gol long kho. Di kholov shore hayne mishum de ne me khube a mishum dova. Vini peris min abosa. Avol en avol beitim yure sum khbore. So in other words, and why are Beitzim muter? Also because there is a posik that Beitzim is muter. Otherwise, so Beitzim would also involve an iser of Eivam Lachai. So he says, so Mimele Vinei Delikaim Lon Kavosaye. So Avol Beitzim Uri Sum Chaboreis Vada Bisoraye Kaime Ugdei Lo Mizu Hoyu Yesh Eischim Afilu Mei Mecholov. In other words, that there is a shite that mei mecholov itself should be osea on the score of eivam nachai, and there it's also mentioned that it doesn't mean whey, but it means the watery thing that remains when you boil the whey. When you boil the whey, so there is such a shite. That, in other words, that may me cholov should be also mishnei ibn achai. Why? Because there is such a shita sarasheni. Why? Because actually cholov itself should be mosa mishnei ibn achai. But there is a special gzos hakosuv. So the gzos hakosuv from why? Eretz zovas cholov udvosh. But since may me cholov is not considered as cholov, we see ligabi posa becholov. So may me cholov is not considered. Is not considered as cholov, so there is such a shite that the heter of eretz zovas cholov udvosh doesn't apply to mei mecholov. So even though, so he says, v'nei v'lekaimu len kavosaye, mahane taimish nizbar l'shom mikol mokim vaday di beitzim yureis likul al ma'asire mishmei v'lachai. So he asks it mishmei v'lachai v'eid kosav rabbi netam da'afil beitzim mamish. Hoyu asureis mishmei v'nachai. I love the goal along kodi shore. Uch mishikos v'ashore. Ushol poskim al shmei. Vim kim vaday kishem yureis. Dilei goal along kod asire mishum eivam nachai v'zebo. V'zebo. So in other words, so the shach explains it on the basis of eivam nachai. So in other words, if it's miures, because without it there is a kosk. So then, Beitzim itself would involve an Isra of Eivam Lachai. But there is a Gzeres HaKosuv, that there is a Gzeres HaKosuv Ligabi Cholov, and there is a Gzeres HaKosuv Ligabi Beitzim. So that Gzeres HaKosuv applies only to a case where it's not Miure. But as long as it is still attached to the organism of the Eiv, so Mele, the Gzeres HaKosuv doesn't apply. I mean, that's a big Chiddush. So in other words, so that means that according to the Shach, if it is miure, so then it involves an Issa D'Raisa. It involves an Issa D'Raisa, not only an Issa D'Raisa. Alright. Aval imein lo el chalmi, because you see, according to the other terutzim, according to the other terutzim, they say, because boso b'chol of the eifiz mid rabbonon, or iname shame hoche kim kol chad b'fnei atzmi shore. So the reason is why here it's muter, even though it's miure. Now, and the reason is why the Tanekame says that here it's muter, even though it's miure, is because it's mid rabbonon. Now, if mid raitze it would have a din of boso, so we wouldn't say that just because Psari Becholov is the Rabbonon, so Mimelo it's Muta. So what if it's the Rabbonon, but the Chachomim Aser Psari Becholov? So the Pshat in those poskim who give the Teretz, that the reason is why, like in the case of Tanigiles, Hiko Tanigiles al Zanvo, im hoyo mure begitin, so it's also on the score of Bosam Nachai, of Bosam Nachai, Mashenke, here, so, and here, even if it's mure, it's muter, because here it involves only an Isra Rabbanon. And over there it involves an Isra Raise, of Bosam Nachai. So the question is, what Monefshech? So it doesn't have a din of bosom with raise. So memele here it should be osam rabbanon because psari becholov is osam rabbanon. So the pshat in this teretz is in that teretz that the shach mentioned before is that midraise. So once it is gomur, so it does not have a din of bosom, but midrabbanon it has a din of bosom. So memele since it only has a din of bosom. Of psarei, if it has a chalishem boso, midrabonon only, not midraise. So we tell me boso becholov, where boso mamish is only osam derabonon. So in this case, where midraise doesn't even have a chalishem boso, so the chachomim didn't answer, because to answer it would be like exer. But if we are going to assume that when, as long as it's miure, so it has a chalishem bosom midraise, so then it doesn't make sense to say that since bosom becholov is only mirabonon, so maybe here it's not osa. So let us be matir psarim becholov altogether in every case. But the chachomim asert psarim becholov. And if this bosom has a chalishem bosom midraise, so it should come under the same isa, mirabonon. So that teretz was based upon the premise that he does not have a chalishem boso midraise, but only midrabonon it has a chalishem boso. So memele, since midrabonon it has a chalishem boso, as long as it's miure, so it's also a midrabonon on the score of boso minachai. That's the reason as to why the two paskins in Simen Pivov, that he got an agilis al zanvov, yotzu abeitzim, if it's miure, so it's also. Midrabonon it's also. Mashenkin here, so even something that he has a chalishem bosom midraise is only osam midrabonon with cholov. So in this case where he doesn't even have a chalishem bosom midraise, so it would be exer. So the chachomim didn't answer. So in other words, so the first teretz the shach mentioned is based upon the premise that even when it's miure, it does not have a chalishem bosom midraise. It only has a chalishem bosom midrabonon. Mashenk in the second teretz, so it's midraise, according to Shach's teretz. Alright. Vim kem vadai kishen ureis, v'ligol no kroda asirem shemei lachai, v'zebo. Alright. Avol imenu el chalmei, mashma afol pisheinim miure. Gichol shalui nigmar elo al chalmei, ki gufa bosonim. In other words, like the Rashbo, not like Rashi in the Rosh. Ki di kosa afo Rashbo. Uvi sifri erachti bozeh, ועליסי, תחילה אין לאחר בחולוב, אפילו איסון שנגמרו בחלמוין, וחלמוין, וקליפוסון רקו, עדיין, אפילו אין המיורס. So in other words, because we pass לחתחילה, we have to be חשש for the שיטה of the רשבם, and the שיטה of the רשבם is that גמורס means Mureis means the shell too. Now then the question arises, what does it mean the shell too? Does it mean the shell should be kosher hard? Or as long as there is a shell, even though the shell is soft? So, we have to be the pshat is, as the Rashbam says, and that Mureis means the shell too, and it means kliposon akoshe, that it's hard. So mele, even though it's nigmeru b'chalbein l'chalbein, and there is a klipe too, but the klipe is still soft, so it's awesome. Imeinu miures, u'afilu einu miures, u'chidas rashbam, v'amordechai v'agude perikame de beitze v'ashorin, u'mari b'agoy shavidure, avod b'devet, im nisbash, im cholov, nire demuter, afilu demuter, אבל אם הם מאורי, ספרו דוידוס. So he says that the Shach Paskins, the Shach is much more machmir than the Mechaber and Ramo. So he Paskins that Lechatchile is Cheshish for the Sheet of the Rashbam. So that means Lechatchile we are not allowed to eat Beitzim that were found inside the Eifes, even though they were completely developed with the shell. As long as the shell is not hard, just soft, so according to the Rashbam, Gmulis means a harcha. But the Eved, what is it, Eved? I mean, it's always Lechatchile. So, as long as he didn't eat it, so it's still Lechatchile, and if he ate it, so then there is no problem, so he ate it already. So what is called the Eved? The Eved is called, suppose, he was Mivashay, or dead Beitzah, that was found inside of with a soft shell, but not a hard shell. Suppose he was already mivashlet b'cholom. So then it's called Eved. Because otherwise it means we'd have to throw it away, he can't eat it. So the Eved, we rely on the pshite of the other shaking. That gmureis means not shell, just the chelm in the chelm. He says, Avo b'devet im nizbashlo im cholov nira de muter avo im imiureis afim devet osa. Now as you see, because we have several machlekes rishenim, one machlekes rishenim is in the pshat of gmuris between Rashi and the Rosh on one end and the Rashi on the other end, where the gmuris means just the chalmein, or gmuris means the chalmein and the chalmein. So the Rashi is mach. Another machlekes rishenim we have between most rishenim and the Rashbam. What does Gmuris mean? Whether Gmuris means Chelmein, Chelbein, but no shell, or it means even the shell. Then we have another Machlekes Rishenim, whether we pass like Tanekame or we pass like Rabbi Yaakov. So Aloch has Deiles, passings like Rabbi Yaakov. So Mimele, Leichatchile de Shach is Cheshish for the Sheet of the Rashbam. The Eved, he's not Cheshish for the Sheet of the Rashbam. But even the Eved is Cheshish for the sheet of the Bahak, who passes like Rabbi Yaakov. So if it's Miureis, so then even the Eved is Osea, even though he was Mivashel, that Beitze, that was developed with the yolk and the white, but no Hachel. So, and if he was, but it was Miureis, so then even though it was already Mivashel with Cholov, it's still Osea. So, for the sheet of the Rashbam is only Cheshish Lechatchile. For the sheet of the Aloches Deilas is Cheshish even the Eved. Avoli Meyureis, Afil Devin Osea, Kim the Baal Aloches Deilas, Posek Rabbi Yaakov, Vechid Yuchol Yuschois, or Yifshol Faneinu, Bifere Kamer Beitze. Now, there are two Gersois in the reef as to whether, according to one Gersay, the reef also passes like Rabbi Yaakov. According to the other Gersay, the reef does not pass like Rabbi Yaakov. So anyway, the Aloches Deilas certainly passes like Rabbi Yaakov, and possibly even the reef passes like Rabbi Yaakov. So maybe we cannot be making, in case it's Meyureis, even there. So in other words, from the Rashbam, it's also mashma that he passes like Rabbi Yaakov. But for the Rashbam to pass like Rabbi Yaakov is equally. Because according to Rashbam's pshat, the Tanakami is much more machmir. But so v'chei mucha das Rashbam v'siyaiti and is going to Aloch Rabbi Yaakov. The imloikein yev shom yashiv hasuge the perikam the vesel ivreim v'chei kos v'agude perik the treif v'sim sam v'vesel hedye v'gam v'yom shalom posak v'hedye ki Rabbi Yaakov v'chei mash mekzaz b'shaaz dilon the bital te lishne v'hada luk me'praise kavosei. Because in the suge there, the Abzayim in Beitze, so the Gemore is explaining certain prices are limited Rabbi Yaakov. So that tends to indicate that the Aloch is like Rabbi Yaakov. Otherwise, why should the Gemara try to explain prices are limited Rabbi Yaakov? Lo yishnu tegeberim shom shniya bikushi ma shiposik al-riv kirab ezem Yaakov. Gam, abbes Yosef ushoachinim kosvu stome, vichol apeskim stome kitanekam, vizeine, uchmo shechusavt, uchmo rechachti do ikia. The Gmurei Sainah Shenidmeru B'chelmein V'chelmein. The Moison שקליפוסון רקו מיורי סאפילו דימויסון שקליפוסון רקו מיורי סאפילו דיעבד עושה ומאינו מיורי סאו אימותר אימותר, in other words, דיעבד because for the שיטה of the רשבם so he's not חשש אבל איסון הקטנים שלא נגמרו אלו בחלמין לבד אפילו אינו מיורי איז עושה אפילו דבד, דכי גוף הבוסונים, מה שאם כי נבדג, he has just the yoke developed, so then it's also even though it's not מיורס. וכי אם פוסק תרס חטוס, אלו של חיליק שום במיורס ואף, ומשמע שום מדבורוב, דאי סום שנגמרו, בחלמין וחלבין, אפילו מיורס מותה, בדבד. ויהוי כמו שכספתי. So in other words, that is the פסק, of the Ramot, the Teras Chatos is that Oison Shenigmuru Bechalmin Vechalbein, so even though it's Miureis, it's Muta. It's Muta Devet. Why? Because the Teras Chatos, the Ramot in Teras Chatos, is not Cheshish for the Shita of Rabbi Yaakov. I mean, that's the Psak of the Halochas Deiles, the Agudi. Masheinkin, the Shach, he is Cheshish for the Shita of Rabbi Yaakov. The psat by the halachas deiles. Oh, v'yik yak moish kesafti. Gam tzorich yung tzas. Lomo lo yigi akan klum. In other words, because in Tiras Chatos the Ramo says that lechatchile. So it's his ose alochlom bicholom. It's lechalom. But only the eved, it is muter. If it was already in his bashe, how is it that here he didn't make this agoye? Here he doesn't say anything. So in other words, so it seems that here the Ramo agreed with the Mechabla. That if it's nigmuru b'chalmin b'chalbein, so even though it's niure, so it's mutar even chathchile lochlom bicholom. So that's it. This is what he says. Gam tzorich yung tzas, lomo lo yigi akan klum. So he says tzorich yung tzas because it's not really kosher, because it might be that the Ramo changed his mind. You see, he wrote the Teres Chatos before he wrote the Agoyes. The Agoyes and the Mechaber. So when he wrote the Teres Chatos, so then he held that lechatchile it's osea, liochlom micholov, if it is miure. But when he wrote the Agoyes Ramo, so then he held that even chatchile we don't have to be cheshish for the shite of Rabbi Yaakov. Right. That's why it says Gam tzorich yung tzas. Lo mo leigi akankum. Miu nire dafilu lo nigmar ala achelme veimiureis yesh lihoki o bimokim efset mirubi. So like this, the shach is very machmir. So he said. So he's very machmir, and he says that even the eved is osea, if it's miure, even though the chelmin and the chelbe were completely developed. But in case of efsed mirube, so it's more makil than the mechaber, because the mechaber doesn't distinguish between efsed mirube and not efsed mirube, and he paskens that if only the chelmin, the yolk is developed, but the chelbone, the white, is not developed, then it's osea even the eved, and it's mashmaim efsed mirube. Mashmaim kin deshach, so the mokim efsed mirube is more makel than the mechaber. So in certain cases he's more machmir than the mechaber, but in case of efsed mirube he's more makel than the mechaber. Miu nira da afilu lo nigmar ala achelme ve miureis yesh lo hokul bulat efsed mirube vichay gavne vichay gavne chadai hei. Rashi v'teisves v'orosh v'atum Rabbi Yeruchem lismich aleihem v'chai gavne. So why? Because according to Rashi's pshat and the Rosh's pshat, so in the two, so gmureis means that the chelmen is developed, even though the chelmen is not developed. So memele, in case of Epsed Merube, so kidaihem lismich aleihem. Gam nirali didritatom miurei sainei som aktanim shenigmeru bechalmin levat hamiurim chuborim psar ha-shedre udlo ishmo ishikosak bes Yosef du isvor ha-satum shim rashe haini ki shepirish min ha-bosa shepirish min psar ha-shedre vi izbeu
והסבירו שוראי כסומקי ואחף נמשך האתר הזו תראה שגופי לא יפירשקי. In other words, there is another question. What does miuris mean? So some say that miuris means if it's mamish attached, it's mamish attached to the shadow. That's miuris. And there is another pshat that even if it's not mamish attached, but if it still has certain streaks, certain red streaks, even though it's not attached to the organism of the hand, so it's considered miur. So he said that miur means oisam aktanim shemitmiru b'chamur v'amurim chuborim b'psar ha-shedre u'doloi kimo shekosav v'bes yosav v'lisvar ha-satur haini kishepirish b'psar ha-shedre, but it has the red streaks v'izbir shorai kesumki. So it's considered miure. No, that's not considered miure. The achav nimshach atarazov. The Rashi gufe lepirishkei. Gam b'lish nekamu b'lish nevasra b'shas b'ucha behed yedloikia b'es Yosef. El lepirashti. Gam, or in other words, that if it's not attached to the shedre, even though it still has the eggs, have the red streaks, so then it's not considered miure. Not like b'es Yosef. According to b'es Yosef, even if it's not attached to the shetre, as long as it still retains the red streaks, shorai kesumke, so it's considered miuris. Gam divrei marshal pirkei aboso temuim b'inyan ze. Gam seisrim ze al ze l'mashikosav pirkama de beitze simen yutes v'chol ze midine avo marikosav v'chimdume shein anoshim liyages heter apilu nigmeru ligam. So that's the Mari that the Marshal mentioned. Because if it is completely developed, even with the hard shell, so then, according to everyone, it's muta. V'yukar b'mokim she'in minek, ein lochesh lo zeklal. V'abach b'keish limtzei tam, de'amine gudin, ve'in dvorv mechoch. In other words, the Bach tried to explain it according to the Gemara. So he says, no, if the shell is also complete, so then, according to everybody, it's muta. So it's muter even according to the Rashbam's pshat that Tanikame is the biggest, is more machmir than Rabbi Yaakov, but if it's mureis and it has a hard shell, so it's mureis even according to Rashbam's pshat. So there is really no basis midine digmore to asa beitzim that are completely developed with the shell just because they were found inside the oven. Aval osol levashlo mecholov. So he said, aval menlo elochelmin osol levashlo mecholov. Kilosh nazei kosav gamkin aterazov. V'yu migumga do levashel pshite dishor. Da'afiloiv gupeniz boyalil b'siv gimu dimuta v'pishla avin rabonon. Elahai levashlo mrotzoloim ha'al yochla. So in other words, he's pointing out that when the Mechaber says aval menlo elochelmin osol levashlo mecholov, so it shouldn't be understood literally that Bishl itself is osa. How could the Bishl itself be osa when the Mechaber paskens that you are allowed to be mivashel psarif mamish b'cholov, as long, but you're not allowed to eat it. But suppose you want to be mivashel it for a goy, so you are allowed to be mivashel psarif b'cholov mamish. So how could the beitzim of the eiv that is not completely developed be more chomer than the bosor of the eiv? So the Roshan is Roshan Mekumgem. It's not smooth. But what's the meaning of it? The meaning of it is that it's Osa Bachir. In other words, Osa Livashlom Bicholov to be. That's the meaning. Alright. With the Milchas Beitzan, so in Beit, it's by a little similar name. Alright. Avoli Mochlon Bifne Atzmom Mutaleachil Achreim. Mutalech lachre.
אפילו אם מאורי עדיין באשקה כינו ברחיים שם ומשו שם אפילו נגמר על החלמי וגם הם מאורי באשקה מותר לאכל אחריהם גבינו או יכול ופירוש מאורי באשקה הוא פירוש רשי מחובורי בבשר השדר בשר השדר. So not that it has שורייקה not that it has שורייקה שורייקה לסומקי. Alright, now, so here, so the Mechaber says that even though the Chelmein is not developed, only the Chelmein, so then it's also Ochlem B'cholo. But Ochlem Ifni Atzmei Muter Le'echil Achreyem Gvino Yicholo. So one din can be deduced from this. In other words, that even the Rashbo, who says that the Pshatim now Rashi in the Rosh, they say that Gmureis means that the Chelmein is developed, even though the Chelbein, the white, is not developed at all. So it's already muter to eat it with milk. But the Rashbo says no, that Gmureis, in Tanakame says Gmureis, so it means that the Chelmein and the Chelbein are developed. So it's mashma from this din that the Mechaber mentions that even though the Mechaber passed like the Rashi, that Gmureis in Tanakame means Chelbein and Chelbein, but to eat one after the other, not mamish together, then it's muta. You don't have to wait Shio Sude. Now the question is, why not? Now, when you eat Psarei, then you have to wait. The Mechaber doesn't say that one is allowed to eat Cholov immediately after Psarei. That he doesn't say. So that means that the Mechaber paskens that even though Psarei the Cholov is only Osam the Rabbanon, still this the Rabbanon of not eating milk after meat, immediately after meat, but you have to wait Shio Sude, applies even to Psarei. Otherwise the Mechaber would say that if you ate chicken, you are allowed immediately to eat milk. And that the Mechaber doesn't say. The Mechaber is only matir to eat, to drink milk immediately after the eating of the eggs that were found in the chicken. So what's the difference? Even though, according to the Rashbo, the eggs that only had the yolk developed and the white not developed, still has a chalish and bosom. So why is it matir? Why, if it has a chalish and psarev, why? And one is not allowed to eat milk immediately after the eating of the psarev. So why is he allowed to drink milk immediately after the eating of these eggs? These eggs that do not have the chalmin developed have a chalish and boso. So it's mashma from this mechaber that. The machlekes between the Rashbo and the Rosh is not in regard to a deraisa. That as far as the deraisa is concerned, so the Rashbo agrees with Rashi and the Rosh. That once the Chelmein is developed, even though the Chelboin is not developed, it does not have a chalish and bosom. But according to the Rashi and the Rosh, so even with the Rabbonon, it doesn't have a chalish and bosom. As long as the yolk is developed, even though the white is not developed. Mashenkin according to the Rashbo, so Midrabonon it still has a chalish and boso. So since Midraisa it doesn't have a chalish and boso, so mainly we understand the difference between eating such eggs mamish together with milk or eating milk immediately after the eggs. Because to eat milk immediately after Psarei, when it has a chalish and bosom with raisa, you're not allowed. Mashein came to eat milk immediately after the eating of such eggs that with raisa are not bosom, Psarei, only with rabbona Psarei. So to eat it together with cholov, that's osir, because of the fact that with rabbona it still has a chalish and bosom. Mashein came to eat it not mamish with milk, but to eat milk immediately after the eating of the eggs, that is mutter. Alright, so it's mashma that as far as the raisa is concerned, so the Rashbo is not chilik and rash in the Rosh. He's only chilik and rash in the Rosh on the Rabbonon level. All right. Now, Hamiushon v'hamivushal b'chamitvaraye ilikinolot v'chein hamivashil boso b'meicholot b'cholov meisol b'cholov zocho v'shibishol dam b'cholov poter v'ilikinolach losei m'shim.